Today we're building a DJ intro for jungle and old school DNB vibes in Ableton Live 12, using stock devices only. And this is not just the start of the track. In drum and bass, the intro is your handshake with the DJ. It needs to be mix-friendly, it needs to groove, and it needs to hint at the bass line without giving the whole game away too early. We're aiming for that selector-friendly energy, break-led, bass-aware, tension-building, and clean enough that another tune can blend into it. Think of it like a story before the drop. The drums tell you what kind of record this is, and the bass slowly starts to show its face. Let's start with the project setup. Set your tempo around 172 BPM. That's a sweet spot for classic jungle and old-school DNB energy. You can go a little faster or slower, but 172 is a great middle ground. Keep the time signature at 4/4, and build in 8-bar phrases from the beginning, because DJ intros live and die by phrase structure. I like to organize the set into 3 groups: drums, bass, and FX. Inside that, create tracks for a drum break, kick and snare reinforcement, sub bass, re-space, atmosphere or texture, and transitions or effects. This may sound like a lot, but the whole point is to make decisions fast and clearly. When your arrangement is clean, you can hear exactly when the intro needs more movement, or when it needs to back off and breathe. First up, the breakbeat skeleton. Load a classic break-style loop from Ableton's stock library, or build one from chopped samples. For jungle and old-school vibes, you want a break with swing, crack, and enough detail to feel alive when you cut it up. Warp it carefully so you keep the natural groove intact. Don't over-quantize it into something stiff, because the whole charm of this style is that human, rolling feel. Once you've got the break, slice it into 1-bar or 2-bar phrases. Then make a few variations. One version can have full hats, another can emphasize kick and snare, another can remove a few ghost hits so there's more space. That space matters more than people think. A good old-school intro often feels like the record is waking up bar by bar. On the drum group, add drum boss. Keep it subtle. You're not trying to crush the break, you're trying to give it body and a little attitude. A small amount of drive can work wonders. Maybe a touch of crunch, a little boom if the break needs more weight, and just enough transients to bring the snap forward. If the hats get brittle, smooth them out with a damp control. The key idea here is that the break is the engine. If the drums already swing hard, you don't need to overload the bass to create excitement. Let the rhythm do some of the heavy lifting. Now let's bring in the sub-bass tees. Create a MIDI bass track using Operator or Wavetable. For this intro, keep it simple. A sine wave or triangle-based sub is perfect. In Operator, set oscillator to sine, keep the filter very gentle or off, and shape the amp envelope so the note is controlled and deliberate. You can use short notes for stabs, or longer notes if you want a more sustained feel, but keep it minimal. Write a bass line with only a few notes. In a DJ intro, the sub should suggest what's coming later, not fully reveal the drop. So think short phrases, gaps, and restraint. Maybe the first 4 bars have no sub at all, or just a single low hit. Then bars 5 to 8 might introduce one bass note every couple of bars. By bars 9 to 16, you can give the bass a little more confidence. Put utility after the instrument and keep the width at 0 for the sub track. This keeps the low end mono and solid, which is exactly what you want for club playback and smooth DJ mixing. If needed, use EQ8 to remove any low mid mud, but be careful not to thin the sub too much. You want weight, not fluff. Here's an important teacher tip. The bass line energy can be implied before it's heard fully. Even a single low note can tell the listener, bass is coming. That's often more powerful than dropping the whole thing immediately. Next, design the Reese layer. This is your identity layer. Use Wavetable or Analog to build a Reese that sits above the sub. In the intro, this should be narrower, darker, and more controlled than your full drop version. You're not going for maximum width right now. You're going for tension. A simple Wavetable setup works well. Use 2 saw-based oscillators, detune them slightly, keep the unison low, maybe 2 to 4 voices max, and filter it with a low pass. Add a little movement with a slow LFO or subtle random modulation, but keep it tasteful. The goal is texture, not wobble. After the synth, add saturator. A little drive can bring out the attitude and make the Reese feel more alive. Keep soft clip on if needed, and don't just push volume for the sake of loudness. Then use auto filter to automate movement. Start with the cutoff quite low, maybe around 150 to 400 HE, and slowly open it over the course of the intro. That gradual opening is what gives the arrangement its lift. If the Reese feels too wide, Use utility to narrow it down. You can start around 60 to 80% width, then widen it later when the drop hits. That contrast is huge. A centered intro bass feels disciplined, and when the track opens up, the impact feels bigger. Now let's make the drums and bass talk to each other. This is where the intro starts sounding like a real composition instead of a loop. In old school jungle, the drums and bass often answer each other. One makes a statement, the other responds. That call and response energy is classic. For example, let a break fill or snare accent act as the call, then follow it with a short bass stab. Or let a bass note land after a small drum turnaround. If your main drop bassline is a syncopated two-bar phrase, the intro can tease only the first half of that phrase. That way, the listener recognizes the vibe, but the full hook is still being held back. Use automation to make this feel alive. Open the auto filter cutoff slightly on the last bass note of a phrase. Add a little resonance if you want more tension, but don't overdo it. Tiny shifts create motion without making the intro feel busy. Now we'd add atmosphere and effects, but with discipline. The intro needs air, not clutter. A little vinyl noise or room tone can help glue the section together. A reversed cymbal or noise swell before a phrase change can add anticipation. Echo on select drum hits can give you that dubby underground character, especially on the final snare of an 8-bar phrase. Hybrid reverb or standard reverb can work on atmospheric hits, but keep the decay short and high-pass the reverb so it stays in the background. A good general rule is, use reverb on texture, not on the core break. If the drums get too wet, the whole intro loses focus. You want space around the groove, not fog over the groove. Try this kind of structure for the intro. Bars 1 to 4, drums and atmosphere only. Bars 5 to 8, add a sub tease and filtered reese hints. Bars 9 to 12, bring in more bass presence and maybe one small fill. Bars 13 to 16, increase tension and aim toward the drop. That's a very DJ-friendly arc. It gives the mixer room, and it gives the listener a clear sense that something is building. The first half is sparse, the second half is more alive. That contrast matters more than constantly escalating every second. Now let's talk about mix balance, because this is where a lot of intros fall apart. The drums need transient clarity. The bass needs to feel heavy, but it cannot mask the groove. Use EQ 8 on the bass group if the low mids are gangboxy. You can clean up around 200 to 400 Hz if needed. Keep the sub focused below roughly 100 to 120 Hz, and if the reese gets harsh, dip a bit in the upper mids or high mids. Check the whole thing in mono. This is a huge one. If the intro still works in mono, you're probably in good shape. The low end should stay stable, and the bass identity should still read even if the stereo width collapses a bit. That's real world club thinking. Also, don't chase loudness too early. A DJ intro should leave headroom. If it's already slammed, the drop won't feel bigger, and the track becomes harder to blend. A few common mistakes to watch out for. Don't make the bass too busy too early. If the first 8 bars are already full of movement, the intro loses its usefulness for DJs. Don't let the sub fight the break. Keep it sparse, mono, and intentional. Don't over-widen the reese in the intro. Save that for later. And don't drown the core groove in reverb. Instead, think in phrases. Think in 4-bar and 8-bar questions and answers. A DJ intro feels strong when one section gently hands off to the next. Small dropouts, tiny resets, and delayed hits often create more momentum than non-stop automation. Here's a pro move: slightly increase saturation or drive on the last bar before the drop. Even a tiny lift can make the transition feel more aggressive. Another great trick is to add a filtered bass shadow before the full bass line. A low-passed reese around 200 to 500 Hz can add menace without taking over the mix. You can also make the intro more authentic by using a tiny pitch envelope on the sub's attack. That gives the note a little percussive thwack, which feels very jungle. Keep it subtle, though. We want vintage bite, not exaggerated modern bass design. If you want a really strong exercise, spend 10 to 20 minutes building just the intro outline. Set the tempo to 172 BPM, make an 8-bar breakbeat loop with stock samples, add a simple sub pattern with only a few notes, create a filtered reese layer, automate the cutoff over the bars, and add one echo throw on the last snare of bar 8. Then bounce it and listen in mono. Ask yourself one question: could a DJ realistically mix another tune into this? If the answer is no, remove elements instead of adding more. That's the secret. The best intros are not overloaded, they're controlled. If you want to push this further, try making two different 16-bar intros for the same tune. One version should be minimal and selector-friendly, with very little bass and lots of room. The other can be heavier, with more bass hints, one extra drum fill and stronger filter or saturation automation. Then compare them. Which one gives the DJ more room? Which one feels more memorable? Which one sounds more old school? That kind of comparison will train your ear fast. So to wrap it up, a great jungle or old school DNB DJ intro balances mixability and identity. Start with the break. Tease the bass instead of fully launching it. Keep the sub mono. Let the reese evolve slowly. Use stock Ableton devices like operator, wave eatable, auto filter, saturator, drum bus, EQ8, utility, echo and reverb to shape the energy. And above all, think like the mixer on the other side of the booth. If the groove is readable in the first 10 to 15 seconds, you're on the right track. That's the mission. Tension through restraint, and a bassline that arrives like it means business.